Hello, it's Sydney Fernandez, the host of this podcast named Where Should We Begin? I want to begin this podcast by saying Happy Thanksgiving to all of you, and I am hoping you guys are enjoying yourselves. Now, let's get straight into the podcast. It was announced that the three defendants, Greg McMichael, his son Travis McMichael, and their neighbor William Bryan were all found guilty in the murder of 25-year-old Ahmaud Arbery, which occurred on February 23, 2020. If you guys aren't familiar with this story, Arbery was chased down the street in which he was jogging in Brunswick, Georgia. The three defendants chased and confronted Arbery after they saw him running and that Travis fatally shot and killed Arbery during a struggle over Travis's shotgun. The confrontations all began when the three defendants believed that Arbery matched the description of someone who had reportedly burglarized a home construction site and that Travis along with his father were attempted citizen's arrest. Each of the defendants are facing 9 criminal charges. Travis, who pulled the trigger and shot Arbery 3 times, was convicted on all of them. 1 count of malicious murder, which alleges intent to kill, 4 counts of felony murder, which alleges an action that causes a death, 2 counts of aggravated assault, 1 count of false imprisonment, and 1 count of criminal attempt to commit a felony. His father, Greg McMichael, was cleared of only the malicious murder charge and found guilty of the rest. Bryan was cleared of malicious murder and 1 felony murder charge, as well as 1 of the aggravated assault charges, but the 12 jurors found him liable for all the other charges. With as much attention as this case has gotten, the Ahmaud Arbery trial gained even more attention as the Cal Rittenhouse was cleared this recent Friday of all charges after fatally shooting 2 men and injuring a third during a civil unrest that grew out of Black Lives Matter protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year. Rittenhouse, who was 18 but 17 at the time of the incident, who is also Caucasian, claimed self-defense in the death of his victims, who were also Caucasian. Both trials fueled debate over vigilantism and gun rights, with prosecutors in the Rittenhouse case alleging that he responded to the scene only after answering a citizen militia's call on social media to protect Kenosha's businesses from protesters. But that's all of the information I have as right now for you guys. Once again, I hope you guys have a wonderful Thanksgiving with your family as well as your friends, and I'll talk to you guys next time. This is your host, Sydney Fernandez of the podcast, Where Should We Begin? And I'm out.